As an intelligent and dynamic businessman, William generated increased readership by employing some of the most talented writers in the United States, recruiting figures from the literary community like Mark Twain and Stephen Crane, and the previously mentioned illustrator Frederick Remington. He also showed his initiative when he chartered a yacht, equipped it as a miniature newspaper headquarters, anchored off the coast of Cuba, and led his army of reporters into the field. William's interests led him to follow in his father's footsteps, inspiring him to enter into politics. He was elected to the U.S. Congress as a senator representing the state of New York in 1902 and served until 1907. He was a candidate for the office of mayor of New York City and governor of New York State, but failed in both of these attempts. While honeymooning in Europe after his marriage to Millicent Wilson in 1903, he expanded his publishing empire with Motor Magazine. The Hearst Corporation grew to comprise a total of 12 newspapers, including The Examiner, and 25 magazines, including Cosmopolitan. Not satisfied with just his publishing enterprises, he expanded his business operations into radio, and later produced movie newsreels. To be continued.